think with me how easy it would have been for Paul to come into the perverse city of Corinth, eloquently preaching to the prostitutes about how Jesus wants to remove them from the stronghold of that lifestyle. Paul could have gone down Commerce Street and proclaimed to the slaves being auctioned off that Jesus wants to buy them and have them in his possession alone. Paul could have proclaimed that Jesus is the only way you will ever get out of your current situation. That, of course, as strange as it may sound, would have been a false gospel in that sense. Paul would have emptied the cross of its power and effect. Paul could have attempted to persuade the business owners and the priest of Apollo that idol worship is intellectually absurd. He could have appealed to logic and reason as the answer to their current plight, which they didn't even see as a plight. But rather, we see Paul commit to knowing nothing but Christ and him crucified for the forgiveness of sin. It's foolishness to the Gentiles and a stumbling block to the Jews. Is it true that God delivers from abhorrent lifestyles and oppression and idolatry? Absolutely he does. But the primary deliverance and oppression that the gospel frees us from is our own sin and sinfulness. When we depend on human wisdom rather than God's wisdom, at best we dampen the power of the cross, and at worst we run the risk of proclaiming a false gospel that will further condemn an individual. When you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. Also remember the Spanish Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Americas, the Caribbean, and Spain.